Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Godfrey, I see you've sent me your African grandparents' house shorts. Where in the Bible does it say they were white? I don't know, man. I don't know. I haven't read anywhere in the Bible. So send me a WhatsApp and put on your argument. Don't send me photos, Godfrey. Come straight, my brother. Let me hear you. Speak what's in your heart. Let me hear you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. And of course, I am keen to hear from you with regards to this. And many times we've come to realize that in some instances, we have gone on to actually overlook the true notion of maturity in the rightest of ways. We have overlooked that, and that is where the problem is. And the word is telling us quite a lot with regards to this. Okay, I'm able to get back to Ujablan Dominic on the other phone, on my other phone now. Jabu, you can hear me clearly, Mosne.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, I'm happy that you can hear me clearly and loudly. Let me just put you on. Now, look, the word is saying quite a lot with regards to spiritual maturity. And it says we mature in this way. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, and you will see that this is maturity. It says that you may walk worthy of the Elohim, fully pleasing him, being faithful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Yahuwah. And increasing in the knowledge of Yahuwah. The faithfulness in every good work, it means the work that is of the Father, that which the Father considers as good, that we grow into this. But at the same time also, it also says that we increase also in the knowledge of Yahuwah, walking the walk that is worthy of Christ. That is maturity. Not a walk that is worthy of being pakat kwesuthu yomzalwane. Jabu, what say you?
No, thank you very much, my friend. And you're very right to say this is the type of spiritual maturity that we are referring to. As per the word of the Father, you know, to live in the manner that is worthy of the Lord. Not in the manner that like we feel how to live.
Yeah.
Or we are seeing other people living. Because we are living in days where, like, it's easy for you to really be impressed by other people's walk. You know, only to realize that it's not the work of the Father for you. It might be for them, but not for you. So the Father, maybe when it comes to your life, wants you to conduct yourself in a certain manner. But now, because of you, you are not focusing on the Father, as the word says, that fixing our eyes on Yahushua HaMashiach as the author and the finisher of our salvation. So it means now you are taking the pattern of how to live from people instead of taking it from the Son of the Father, so that you can walk uprightly. So let us, you know, like spiritual maturity is when now we have grown to a point that we walk as he walked. You know, I think it's First John chapter 1 verse 6, if I'm not mistaken, which says, the one who says or who claim to be the disciple of the Father or to be the disciple of Christ, you know, should walk as he walked. You know? So now it's our homework, or it's our work, everyone, to go back and study how he walked. He walked in righteousness. He walked in peace. He walked in humility. He walked in forgiveness. So also, the signs of spiritual maturity is when now we can walk as he walked. So it means we walk in love. We no longer walk with grudges and hatred towards others, as I was saying at first. Those were the things of ubuntuana. But now we have grown. We no longer live according to those. That's no longer our walk. We walk in a manner that now glorifies the Father because we have learned from him. We have taken his nature. We have taken his nature. So it's very important, my friend, to really also be careful that our walk, actually, the manner in which we live is worthy of the gospel. That's really the sign of spiritual maturity.
Yeah.
Just also to sum it up and also to support, you know, Colossians 1, verse 10 that you've quoted, my friend, also. I just want also to add from verse, actually Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4.
Mm.
It says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Why sufferings? I know some of us who've been sold the gospel that, once you become a child of God, every problem. Chiki, 2 weeks down the line, and you start to blame God. No. We also share in his sufferings.
Mm.
That's the fruit of spiritual maturity, to share in his sufferings.
Yeah.
When we are able now to bear his name, so it means bakubukele phansi as they also look down at him. Bakukhaphele as bamkhaphela, because of standing for the truth. Remember when we were in Ephesians chapter 4, that speaking the truth in love. When you speak it in love, but still back reject, still back kuluma magama gama, still back gossipe, they did that to Yahushua Mashiach. So as you are his disciple and walking as he walked, you are also going to experience that. Those are the signs that you are growing, that spiritual maturity, when also you are able to really, and also it's a sign of fully bearing his name without compromise. Like a believer who is just living a tebelele life as it was sold to many. You know, there is something, you know, because according to the gospel, you know, we are to share also in his sufferings.
Yes.
You know, because we are the true disciples. We are his true disciples.
Yeah.
That's the mark also of showing that we bear his name, that we also partake of his sufferings. That's spiritual maturity, my friend. Thank you very much.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I'm navigating between my brother and friend, Jablan Dominic, and also Umfundisi Umota. I'm navigating, so I will go to Umfundisi Umota in just a jiffy. And I just want to put it across that it happens at times as believers that we tend not to really understand this in the truest of senses, in the rightest of ways, and we need to be careful about this. What is spiritual maturity? Send me your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. My name is Ray Lehodi, and of course, we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual maturity. Now, and of course, like I said, I will connect with Umfundisi Umota with regards to this. Send me your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, also, if you say, spiritual maturity, according to me, is my knowledge of the church and the church uniform. Ish, bafwit. Try to tell us as to what the word says with regards to it. I'm keen to learn from everyone. If you say, no, Ray, you're wrong on this. Actually, this is what it entails. I am willing to learn. We are learning together. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to hear from you.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. Mfundisi Umota, ngiyakubona ukhona. Colonel.
Hey, my brother.
Now, when we talk of spiritual maturity again, I want to bring across Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Le yaba tabula bazalana baningi kuma Facebook mebra. Yaba shapan sabudi Facebook kumba pela bangangi sana. Bahalwa. Mo Facebook kumba jita bazalana ote barutiwa. And then when you look at Hebrews 6, 1, it says, therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward Yahuwah. When one moves away from dead works, you know, and starts to move into the works of faith towards our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah Elohim, and leaving these elementary discussions, in other words, look, pigisana look, we are born, moving away, mumanga, ngabangangisana ka Christ, mumanga, nakin na bishop, okereke akai kumufuke, yeah, yeah, boy. And bese kuba inkingi enkulu lena na kereke akayiko ustata akayiko D5 koma milori bankitsi na kinna njanyana na that's a big problem. Yeah kinna bobozane bankitsi ko selvense, it becomes a problem because you're still on the elementary level. We need to grow here. Kenel, what comes to mind, Mfundisi wami?
That's true, Mfundisi. We need to grow and to move away from this kind of dead works. And the moment, if we still compete, if you still say, my church is better than yours, pastor is better than yours, then askaga kuli, you know. And if we still argue ukuthi who's right, if we still argue which church is correct, then it shows that we have not grown, you know, into the level where the Father wants us to be, because we need to grow and we need to overlook our differences. We need to overlook of where do you fellowship, but what is important, Christ should be the one that unites us. When we are united and in oneness of faith, that is what is important, and that is why manje uzothola abantu baba nomona kuba nama competition, because we are still glued in the discussion of the elementaries of this time, other than focusing in Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. What is important, Onesuguti, as we grow in our spiritual life, in our spiritual maturity, one should be able to discern ukhlukanisa what is good and what is evil and what is not true. You know, the word of God says that in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14, it says, but solid food is for those who have grown up, who have grown up. When we speak of growing up here, we are not speaking of age, but we're speaking in terms of maturity, somebody that understands the word, somebody that is able to divide the word accordingly. And it says, it further says that to those who are continually to use, have trained their mind to discuss both good and evil. So in maturity, it comes through its training, and the training we receive it through the word of God. And in so doing, we shall be able to ukhlukanisa phakathi kokuhle nokubi, and we shall be able to know ukuthi lokhu kuyiqiniso and lokhu akulona iqiniso, because when we are in Christ himself, he is in fact indeed the truth, uyiqiniso, indlela neqiniso. So when we are in him, angeke size sibe naloko kukhompyutha and discussing ukuthi who is better, who is preaching better than who's talking better than any other one. So what is important is we understand that we are actually one in the body of Christ. We understand ukuthi ngamehlo ngomlomo, we understand ukuthi ngamadlebe. So all of us, we are here to edify the word of God. That is why Paul says in Ephesians chapter number 4 verse 29 says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the listener.
to the one that he hears. So in everything, umasikhulumuthi akungaphumishuni libolile igama lakhe. In other words, makungabibikho amazwi azothi uthi uma ukhuluma afike alimaze umzalwane. But the ways that you speak as a matured child of God, it should bring life, it should edify, it should build. You know, it should build somebody. Somebody should be keen to hear from you. So somebody should be keen to listen to you and say, yeah, I will learn something. There's something that I'm going to receive. There's something that I'm going to learn. Because this man, every time when he speaks, is speaking from the position and from the foundation of Christ himself. So the word of God says that magungabibikho and uma ngabe lingeke lize libe khona izwi libolile. That is why we have to move away from these dead works. We have to stay away from lezi zinto ezingcolileyo, but be transformed so that we only speak what builds the church, and in so doing, and then sizokwazi ukuthi siyakhula, because when we in Christ, you know, we are maturing. I said earlier that our knowledge of him, when we get deeper and deeper into his knowledge, I said, for each and every believer, actually should be the goal that we just want to be like him. And when we are like him, it shows and it will indicate ukukhula nokuba matured in our faith. And we understand that we are actually one. We don't even have to compete, and we don't even have to argue about him. But what we should do, we just have to preach his gospel and the word of God be spread throughout the world.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti Mota. Thank you, my bra, man. Thank you, my bra. And of course, I will connect with you again. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, I think I've read what Mpho Kunene has said. Mpho Kunene said, Pastor Ray, spiritual maturity is about a person being aligned with the spirit of truth of God. We need to understand above everything in order to apply it in our lives. Make the joy of the Lord your strength, and the peace of the Lord will saturate your every thought. Do not be children in understanding. And remember, understanding is a spiritual birth, meaning it's a gift of God. That is what Mpho Kunene says.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Greetings, Elohim.
Pastor Ray, this is Muzi from Kagiso.
Hey, Muzi.
Pastor Ray, for me, as far as I know, you know, maturity simply means that you are walking according to the commandment of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You are walking according to the will and the purpose of the Father.
Yeah.
To me, that is maturity.
Mm.
Anything outside that, Pastor Ray, can never be maturity.
Mm.
It's something else. The word of God helps us to mature. The word of God helps us to mature in terms of how we deal with issues, how we deal with other matters of life.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We bless the Lord. We are listening, Pastor Ray. Stay blessed.
Thank you so much, Pastor Muzi. Thank you. I really appreciate it, sir. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Godfrey, you have sent me a picture of two people, a man and a woman. Two people, a man and a woman. And then you say, my African grandparents' house, where in the Bible does it say they were white? Tell me what's your point, man. Tell me what's your point. Don't run away. Don't just bring pictures to me, man. Talk straight. Straight talk, me bras. Let me hear what you're saying and put your facts straight. We are talking about spiritual maturity. Show me how you align that with the topic tonight. Show me how you align that with the topic tonight. And someone says, hi, good evening. I just want to ask prayer for God will help me, Bridget, please, and touch me, healing, and protect the grandchildren and heal Zakia. We pray that it be so. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, may he heal Zakia and protect you and help you and see you through. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, we really, really appreciate.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, Mfundisi Wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazi wethu Nzamali ithokotisa. IBhayibhele encwadini kaLuka sahlobo sesithathu ivesi lamashumi lamahlanu nambili singe 52 verse 52 ele crescia Jesus na sabedoria akula Yesu ekutiveni.
In the knowledge.
Kukula ekutiveni. Nile kukula etintswaleni ta Xikwembu. Manje mfundisi sinayo le ndaba leyi ningana kakhulu ukuthi abantu babe baningi mfundisi emandleni kodwa bangakhona ukukhula mfundisi. Ubaba uSilinda wayenenkinga lapha ebandleni laphayane. Ethi hey ngifuna ukubiza uMasekhona. Ukhona umfundisi uMasekhona wangale.
Oh,
uza ngikhulisela abantwana bami.
Yeah.
Ngesinye isikhathi athi ngibize umfundisi Elijah Mashanganye ukuze athi anikhulisele abana bamina.
Hey.
Ngoba inkinga mfundisi abantwana kufuna bakhule. Ukuze abantwana bakhule kufuna kuba nababa ubaba lo bathi uFidus mfundisi.
Yeah.
Baba lo ukuthi uma buya emsebenzana buya nathwele inyama, buya nabuya emsebenzana buya tholisa kale milimili mfundisi. Baba bambiza bomakhalothi Fidus. Uyabona mfundisi bamhleke. Manje ukuze akhule kahle abantwana ebandleni kufuna kube nomuntu loyaziyo umfundisi ukuphaka izwi likaNkuluNkulu. Abantwana bajabu engone umfundisi ngeke izijabulela lingadlanga mfundisi.
Ngempela.
Angeke izijabulela ivuke kusene nendlala mfundisi. Nasesikolweni angeke iye futhi mfundisi. Uyabona? Manje nayo lenkinga yokuthi abafundisi bethu abasemabandleni nabo bangakhulanga kulwazini, bangakhulanga emuseni. Bafuna ukukhulisa abantu mfundisi. Yilasho ufika kasuhlupha kona. Khani mambo pastor.
Khani mambo mfundisi amina na khensa. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you're saying on this very matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, this is from Ntaha. Miss Sebutsaneng says, First Ray, spiritual maturity is to be quiet in times of provocation, keeping peace when you are less prepared, especially with gifts or knowledge about scriptures, and not to cry when we don't get our way. Yeah. Yeah, let me read it again, man. It says quite a lot, especially along this time. And when she was speaking, I started to think about this time. It says, a spiritual maturity is to be quiet in times of provocation, keeping peace when you are less prepared, especially with gifts. Less prepared, especially with gifts. Eh, khona abanye bakhala bazibabaleke. Ayokhalela emva kwendlu laphayana. Akhale. Ngoba bamnikezanga lokho akufunayo. Knowledge about scriptures and not to cry when we don't get our way. That is selflessness. Wow, that indeed is a sign of maturity, I tell you.
As easy as the touch of a button, The message of life on 657 AM.
I spoke some few years ago, I think 2 years ago, and I spoke and I said, this is one of those who has not sold her soul. And she is just good. She is just good in the craft of music. She has really been able to do quite good and did not go the traditional way of doing music. She went the way that really you can dig into the music. And the name of the song is He's Alive. Remember, you can send us WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Drop us also a voice note there. Let's hear what you say. Listen to this. Take your volume up a bit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zama Michel there. He's Alive, the name of the song. It's 6:30, and of course we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, always, man. Send us a WhatsApp. Tell us how you feel about the very notion of spiritual maturity. What it is all about and what it is not.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Drop us a voice note also there. My phones are down, man. I don't know what happened. Something happened at the beginning of the show. The phones just went down. So I'm using other means to communicate with our guests. But at the same time, also looking forward to hearing from you. And Mam Maureen, good evening.
Greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you.
In the Lord, I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, God is so great and it's so wonderful. You know, Jesus Christ had 12 apostles, and those 12 apostles, I mean, those that were close to him. Yena abachuzile to be close to him. You know, there is a song that I sang. Ngisa ngingakasindiswa nokusindiswa. Next door yam besicula leliculo. Lase Zion. It sings as follows.
I knew it.
I could not understand it.
Yeah.
While I was still very young.
Mm-hmm.
While I was still very young, I was still a baby.
Mm.
But right now I am old. I am able to understand ukuthi ngempela what does that song means to me. This song sings as follows. Listen. Simoni da Jona uyangithandana. Adithi Simoni da Jona uyangithandana. Let us simoni da chona uyangi tandana. Utu simon yebo kosi yami giabuta. Ati simoni da chona simoni da chuka chot uyangi tandana. Au simoni da chot uyangi tandana. Utu Simon, yebo, nkosi yami ngiyakuthanda.
Jesus Christ was asking Simon Bajona,
do you love me?
Do you love me?
Mm.
You know, when you love Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, all the things and everything that you do, your actions, everything that you will do, uzokwenza what is in line with the word of God. I've got so many verses, but I will bring only one verse. To you, my brother, and to Pastor Mota, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, here is the word that I would like to bring. The book, it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. The book, it reads as follows. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. It is chapter 1, verse 1. From Paul, who was called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Sutnis, to the church of God which is in Corinth, to all who are called to be God's holy people, who belong to him in union with Christ Jesus, together with all people everywhere who worship our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. This word, Paul wayekhuluma nabase Corinth. Right now, the book, the good news, it doesn't speak only ngama Corinth. It speaks about us, Tina, who has received Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. So when we are in union with Christ all the time and always, we should utter words. We should bring news that uplift the spirit of the people. Not the words that bring down the people. You know, I can hear sometimes the people who are coming there in studio, bakhuluma ngamagama amanye engisho ukuthi mina I did not even want to utter it with my mouth. Ngani ngoba lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, what comes inside of you, yilokho owena owuyiko. So right now, mina, I am bringing the word of God, being a child of God, being the people, being the person of God, ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ngiletha amazwi a uplifted the spirit of the people. People who are saved, people who are not even saved. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami, enkosini, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Here is the word that I am bringing, the Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Yes, we cannot say, we are not speaking about Corinthians right now. We are speaking about ourselves. How are we conducting ourselves? How are we bringing out the words that we utter with our mouth? Thank you very much. Greetings to you, my brothers in the Lord.
Thank you so much.
I will end here.
All right, Mamorin. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right then, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we are touching base this on the issue. On the issue of maturity, spiritual maturity to be precise. 0826572729. Here's another song which I think you will love. This one. Remember Message in the Music, the OJs, eh? 1981, they came to Attridgeville. It was known as Paley then. It's amazing how beautiful things have changed. When they sang the song, the year 2000, I was 11 years old. Can you believe? 1981. Yo.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Beautiful song there, the music of the OJs, man. The name of the song is Prayer. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this. Spiritual maturity, that's what we are about.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. And of course, you can also drop us a WhatsApp. Let's see what you make of this. Babongani.
Ibonga ukuthola ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakumagesti asestudio abafethu, ngibingeleleke nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi maturity, spiritual maturity, ukukhula emoyeni. Umntwana uma ezelwe ngokwenyama kumele akhule. Uma engakhuli ngendlela efanele, umzali uyakhathazeka, asukume ayomdingela ke usizo e-neurodevelopment clinic no nakuma-therapist. Nakanjalo ke umuntu uma esindiswa kumele akhule emoyeni, uma engakhuli abefundisi ke bayakhathazeka noNkulunkulu uyakhathazeka. Maturity is the state of being fully developed or adult. Colossians chapter 1 verse 28, uti, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Jesus Christ. God alone is our resource, and all growth comes by grace through him. But we are responsible to make the choice to obey. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 to 8 says, but also for the very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness love. For these things are yours and abound. You will be neither barren nor unfaithful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. James chapter 4 verse 8. Let's press on to maturity. God wants all of us to grow. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying on again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. God intends for us to always pursue spiritual growth so that we may be conformed to the image of his Son. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. After salvation, every Christian begins the process of spiritual growth with the intent to become spiritual mature. It is an ongoing process that will never end in this life. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14 says, not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Maturity is being like Christ. We read in Acts, the whole chapter 29. It is growing skills, knowledge, confidence, charisma, and experience, having a full understanding of Christ, all Christians together as the church, ultimately attaining a state of oneness of the contents of faith and acceptance and possession of complete, correct, and full understanding of Christ, and being so completely filled with Christ's essence. We can find that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13-16. Enduring hardship with faith. Perseverance is surviving challenges, doing so with faith and trust, having the ability to distinguish good from evil. Relaxing into the unknown. A mature disciple of Jesus wants to be with God, listens to God's voice, obey God, lives in the power of the Spirit, knows and understands the Word, is fruitful, loves others, and perseveres. A spiritual mature person actively honors all beings and recognizes we are all interconnected, diverse, and unique. Being emotionally mature is having the ability to understand, reflect on, and manage your emotions. When you have emotional maturity, you are able to manage your responses instead of making counter reactions. You can make sensible decisions even when it feels hard. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Rato. Hey, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
It's Rato here.
Welcome.
Greetings to all 657 AM Radio Pulpit wonderful listeners.
Welcome.
Spiritual maturity for me just reminds me of the verses in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, where it's written about the fruits of the Spirit. But most importantly for me, when I look at those fruits, the one that sticks out for me is the one of self-control.
Uh-huh.
Once you have the ability to exercise self-control in your walk with God, in the spiritual walk with Christ, that's when you can see that you have changed as an individual, because now you are following Christ. You are wanting to be more like Jesus Christ that saved us from our sin.
Yeah.
So once you have the ability and the sound mind to look after yourself and exercise self-control, you are on the right path of edifying or epitomizing the notion of self-control. Good evening. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rato. We appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
JD, what do you say?
Blessings, blessings, Mfundisi Wami. What a burning topic. Through these topics, through these conversations, Mogudu, we are able to introspect ourselves and understand if a person is maturing or I am matured or I am immature. So for me, Mfundisi, spiritual maturity comes when one starts to understand the voice of Christ, because there are many spirits that are teaching and bringing the so-called knowledge of Christ to the mass. It's like a board, Mfundisi. In other words, there are many boards showing direction. And even though these boards might show the right direction, but it does not mean one will reach their destination, because it might not be the right time to journey. Remember Matthew chapter number 4, Mfundisi, it says, even the devil, he spoke the word of God when he tempted Jesus. But Jesus did not fulfill that, because he knew that it was not the will of God concerning him at that time. Even though it is written, even though it was written in the Bible. So I am saying, Fundisi, one of the signs that one is matured, it is when you are able to see a wolf in a sheep's skin as a child of God. As the Bible says, that we will not be carried away by any blowing wind of any teaching or knowledge. So knowing the voice of Christ, it is a sign of spiritual maturity, and also it brings one to be matured spiritually. Thank you, Mfundisi. I hope I am understood.
Yes, sir, you are understood quite clearly. Thank you so much. Let's read this one. This is from Lenki Rambo. Lenki says, Dumelambo ntate mreneng, spiritual maturity is when one develops the ability to discern, the ability to differentiate between good and evil, right and wrong. Proverbs 3 verses 5, lean not on your own understanding. If you don't lean on your own understanding, then you are spiritually matured, because you will trust only God and his word and the teachings of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lenki Rampo writes there. Thank you, Lenki. Godfrey, I waited for you for quite some time, and I will play only a bit of this. Let's hear you, my friend.
Hi, Baburi, the Ita. Listeners. Ita, good afternoon. Sunday, which, okay, I won't tell the name of the day is not that important, how it came about. But yeah, spiritual maturity, I can say, let's discuss the road and the steps required to become spiritual mature. It starts by repenting, accepting your sins, confessing them, getting baptized, be born again, and then renounce yourself. You die and follow Yeshua. You start to live in the spirit, not in the flesh. Meaning you do everything by the book, which is the Bible. And then you read the Bible from chapter 1 Genesis to chapter 22 Revelation. Everything in between, you must know the chronology, why, what happened, how Abraham came about. Read also other references to the scripture. And then you must be able to also disciple us, others, as the Great Commission Yeshua has asked us to do, to go out and make others disciples. And this is, in a nutshell, spiritual maturity, and knowing who your king is and the order of the kingdom. It's the Most High, Yeshua, a man and a woman. Know the do's and don'ts, the diets, the dress code, living with others, evil, sin, what it means and how not. And also know to take scripture as is. Don't interpret or translate into and put your own spin. Don't use it as a weapon to fight others. Understand the meaning of the blood. The blood is for washing the sins. It's not a weapon. You confess your sins and the blood washes the sin. And
my friend, I have to cut it here. Time has gone. Umfundisi Motha noJabulani Dominic brought them back on the lines. Usangizwa Mfundisi Motha?
Let me give you a minute, just 45 seconds. What say you finally?
Mfundisi, I will just want to thank you and the time that we have had tonight. Upolo says that we should not be carnal. Makungabonakali inzondo, makungabonakali ukuxabana phakathi kwethu. So a spiritual matured person is the one who is able to stand and who does not revenge, but is able to make a decision. Yokuthi I'm to revenge, but is the one always avumela ukuthi umoya kaNkulunkulu umhole. So let us not be carnal, but be spiritual filled and influenced by the Holy Spirit in everything that we do.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. Chabu, take your 45 seconds, sir.
Thank you very much, my friend. We give the Father all the glory for teaching us this night. Just my conclusion about the topic spiritual maturity. In actually the book of Luke 2, verse 52, we are instructed there that actually, and Yahushua Hamashiach increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man.
Mm.
A declaration to the church tonight that may we increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man and reach the full stature of spiritual maturity.
Wow. Thank you so much, my friends. I really appreciate. Next week, we are talking about victorious living. That is next week. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Motha, siyabonga baba.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi. Blessings to you and mfundisi Jabulani, siyabonga nabalaleli emakhaya. Amen.
How's it going? Jabu, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, my friend. May he bless you. Mfundisi Motha, abalaleli bonke. Thank you.
Tudaraba. And then, of course, we are together again next week on this show. We trust the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. From me, Ray, it's been beautiful. It's been great. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for listening through into the show and praying for us. Thank you for your patience. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, may the Father really help. And may the Father guide. May the Father really see you through in all circumstances, at all times. From Mire to Daraba, may the Father be glorified. And I'm grateful that you and I were able to do the show together tonight. Until again on Tuesday.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.